Brentwood, and other such places that you'll find on the map in Galilee, around there. And he was doing his thing, healing and teaching. Wasn't that wonderful? He was doing the kingdom of God where the people were, in the places where you live. The kingdom of God can be done. Now, when he looked at the people, what did he see? What did he see when Jesus looked at the people? Yes, Frankie?
They were doing bad stuff.
Oh, it didn't say they were doing bad stuff. They were harassed. Harassed they were. What were they harassed with? Life. Who said that? Oh, Jane. Jane. Okay, Jane. What harasses you in life? Husbands not... on Father's Day, we'll let husbands off. The balance of life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else harasses us in life? Parents trying to get their kids to church. Yeah, that could well have been the case.
Children with their parents on their
back. Oh, you don't need to say that. Evie B was about to say that. You're tidying your bedroom. Does that harass you? Fabulous. Now, oh.
Lack of time.
Do you know what? When you say, I haven't got enough time, you're saying God made the world wrong. Discuss that later. Anything else to harass you? Yes? Ah, listening. We're going to come on to listening later. Work when people don't listen. All kinds of harassments are general for human condition, aren't they? And Jesus looked at the people and he saw that they were harassed. He said they were like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd. And he healed them and he talked to them and he taught them wonderful things about the kingdom of God. And then he said to his disciples, look, look at all the people. See how ripe for the harvest the world is. Now, we have a little service on Ash Wednesday, don't we? We do it in the evenings, and we do the ashy thing. That's right, isn't it? And then we leave the Ash Wednesday service, and we go straight home, and we wash it off. My friend takes his clergy team, all four or five of them, and they go to the station, two stations in fact, early in the morning on Ash Wednesday. And they do ashes to go. Ashes to go. They put up a sign and they say ashes to go. And they've done it for 4 years now. And guess what? People queue at the railway station to be ashed and to have a prayer said. Isn't that inspiring? Could we have the courage, I wonder, to do something like that early in the morning on Ash Wednesday, ashes to go? See, the harvest is ripe. But the harvesters are few, Jesus said. Pray that the Lord will raise up harvesters for his harvest field. So, the simple lesson of this short text that we've had just now is when there is a need, pray. Simple. Simple stuff, everybody. When there's a need, what?
Pray.
See the need and pray that God will raise up harvesters in his harvest field, that God will give us the resources to meet the need. He called people by name. Very good, you see. None of this, Happy Father's Day, all of you. Alan, Tim, John, Paul. Can't remember. Graham. David. We all have names, and he called them by name. I have a name, Timothy. Timotheus in Greek, Timotheos, means honourer of God. Timotheos. And there was a time when I did not live up to my name. I was not an honourer of God until I got to August the 2nd, 1989. And God did a work, and I became a Christian, and from that day I've tried to honour God. What else might he have said, this Jesus? Follow me. Yes, he called them. Anything else he might have said? Well, what would you say? You're the teacher and I'm the pupil. Give me authority. I give you authority. Very good. He gave them some instructions. Now, the thing about giving them instructions to drive out demons and heal diseases, what would they have said? Ooh, don't know how to do that, perhaps. But, you see, he called them by name. And often, we have other names for ourselves, don't we? We have inner names, names that we only use for ourselves, maybe. Like, for me, bit of a chump. Timothy, bit of a chump ball, often goes on in my head. We can get worse than that, though, can't we? We have inner names like idiot, fool, useless, that we play to ourselves, that we tell ourselves, even though our name may be something of greatness. Now, here's the trick. You see, I began to live up to my name, my Timothy name, my Timotheus name, when I became a Christian. But since that day, I have been learning to live up to my proper name and not live by my bit of a chump name, which makes me, bit by bit, a better person. And here's the thing, that the more we stop living by those inner names that we call ourselves, and the more that we live out the name that God calls us, what might he call you, Manuti? What name might God have for you? How about Valuable? There's a good name. Sue, what might God say of you as a name? Capable, did you say? Yeah, capable. What might he say of you, O great one?
Helped by God.
Helped by God. Yes. Do you know what the name is, helped by God?
Lazarus.
Very good. Very good. What might God say of you, Noah? Try. Fine man. Fine man, God says. Now, the trick is this. This is it. This is what I want you to understand. That when we stop living out of our bit of a chump name and we start living up to Timothy, honourer of God, good man in the community name, then the ability to cast out demons and heal diseases seems to come. That when I talk to other people and they talk with me, something happens where we get a bit better. You know about this, you two do this all the time. don't you? Yeah. You say to them, stop living out of your bit of a chump name, start living up to God's name for you. That's all you do. And they get better. So, the point is this, everyone. What would it be like if when you prayed, God said, Sue Passfield, when you were praying, what would it be like if you said, Eric Amundsen? What would it be like if you said, Wendy Horton? You were listening for your name, Alan, and God says it. When you pray, listen. When there's a need, pray. When you pray, listen. So, here's a little prayer exercise which requires us to listen. This little prayer exercise is a song. It's a plea from God to us.
Is not he who formed the ear worth the time it takes to hear? Should he who formed our lips for speaking, be not he dead when he speaks? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken love to us. Why will you not listen? Listen to the sacred silence. Listen to the holy word. Listen as he speaks through living parables that must be heard. Parables that must be heard. Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken peace to us. Why will you not listen? Why will you not listen?
Pray, thank you, someone's still here. When you've prayed, listen, thank you. And Jesus sends his 12 out. And on this occasion, in the instructions, he gives them somewhere specific to go and somewhere not to go. Where are they not to go? To the Gentiles. Now, 2 weeks ago, we had a whole service and a day and a lunch, and it was fantastic, about our partnership supporting the church in China. And so at least with our prayers and our intentions and the money that we give, we send it off and we go to China to honor what Jesus says in the end about going to the ends of the earth with the gospel. But what would it be like if he said, Manuti, it's now time for you to go to China. And you, Kate. Oh, and Ellen, you can go too, to China. What would we think? What would we think, Sue?
You'd be nervous.
You'd be nervous. Luke, I've just had a baby. I've just had a baby and my wife and my kids. All of those things would be weighing on us, wouldn't they? Well, Jesus doesn't say, go off to China. He doesn't say, go off to the Gentiles on this occasion. He says, go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go, sisters and brothers, to the lost sheep of Meadgate, where you are. Go there and do the stuff. And the stuff is, do you know what the stuff is, Evie? Yeah, it's definitely good stuff. Two W words. Do the stuff, he says. Say, the kingdom of heaven has come near. That's the words of the kingdom. And then he says, heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, and on. That's the works of the kingdom. Do the words and the works of the kingdom to the lost sheep of Meadgate. Now, you good sisters and brothers in Christ, you are fed up with me telling you that the notices are the high point of worship. Are you not? Because you feel, oh, the notices, right? A break in everything good that's happening. I want to challenge you further. Because today, therefore, I have elevated the notices to the sermon. Because this is where we hear what Jesus is saying to us. And